Cole Corson, the head football coach with the Glidden-Ralston Wildcats, joining us here today as they wrap up the regular season here, while possibly wrapping up the regular season here in week number 8 against Remsen St. Mary's. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yes, thanks for having me, Jeff.
You bet, Coach. I say possibly you guys are looking at working into a week 9 game, so we may be talking with you again next week about another ball game. But, Coach, you wrap up the week 8 game here against a team right now undefeated on the season. They look like they are going to go ahead and win the district championship. What are you guys hoping to take away from this matchup here tonight as you continue to build this program back up?
Going to an undefeated place 2 hours away. Like you said, it's something that we got to try to, the best we can, take something away from it if we can't come out on the right side of the scoreboard. But we're going up there and saying, okay, we're going to stick with our power run game, try and move the ball in spurts at times and keep the ball away from them. That's what we've tried to do the last couple weeks. We've done a decent job of it. I think last week was a big eye-opener for them. In the third quarter, when each team only had one possession, we were down 28 or whatever it was at the time, and Newell Fonda came out and had about a 4 or 5 minute possession, and then we countered it with kicking a field goal right at the end of the third quarter, and that's what we want to do in these types of games. We want to muddy it up a little bit, and Remsen's got a ton of athletes right now, so they want to try to chuck the ball around and get to the perimeter and use their athleticism, and we feel that we can, move the ball substantially up front by using our size. So when we're heading up there, that's kind of our philosophy this week is a bunch of guys just run hard, try to get 3-4. If we bust one for, 10-12, that's what we want, but keep their offense off the field.
Your running game has been really good so far this year. Where do you feel you can be successful with them? Is it inside the tackles, or do you think you can get to the edge even with their athletes?
It's going to be inside, but it's not going to be just dive-oriented. Their three guys up front are just kind of really, really stocky defense linemen, and they're probably going to require some double teams at times. Their nose is probably one of the better noses in the district, so we're probably going to have to help out our center a little bit because he's been able to control centers throughout the district, and just because how he gets off the ball, he's got a low center of gravity. He's about 6 foot, 200. So he does a really explosive job off the ball, and he's really, really smart at what he does. So if we can get him moved a little bit, that's going to be key to us, and then it might be bouncing it to, a B gap from there, and then trying to just get our pat level down. I don't think we're going to win foot races out on the perimeter with their athletes. We'll be able to compete with their athletes, but, to me, they've got probably 5 or 6 that roam around from that linebacker safety perspective that they just kind of rotate them in and out and stay fresh that way, that if we stay inside, it's going to be, okay, how are we going to move the ball inside, like you said, the tackles at that aspect, and then maybe bouncing something at that point, and then just using different guys in different ways, kind of like we've done all year.
Coach, I like what Tyler Brand and Ethan Olberding give you. It's kind of different styles. Not that Tyler can't run away from you, but he's more that power guy going to run you over and lower the shoulder, where Ethan's that guy that can kind of make you miss. Those two, kind of a nice 1-2 punch for you guys this year in the backfield.
Correct. And that's something that has to continue moving forward. Ethan, obviously, being a junior, and Tyler kind of showing the younger guys in those positions how running looks. He runs with very, very strong legs and runs hard. He has breakaway speed when he gets in that straight line, but like you said, he doesn't have maybe the shiftiness that Ethan does. But when his pad level's coming at you, I wouldn't want to be the one waiting there at the end of the other side of the hole, whatever it is, when Tyler's coming. And then Bryson Ertz adds that kind of scat back philosophy too. He's kind of quicker as well. And then we've started using Jackson Sconar, trying to use him a little bit more as kind of the Tyler backup, that he kind of brings that power aspect of things too. And just those four are going to be kind of the workhorses this week when it comes to carrying the ball and utilizing them in different ways. And then trying to get 3-4 yards however we can.
Coach, Cale Ortman's kind of been the guy. Not that Remsen St. Mary's, as you said, doesn't have 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 athletes that they can throw out on the field, but he's their quarterback, leads them in passing, of course, this year with 17 passing touchdowns, but also is their leading runner with 17 rushing touchdowns as well. What do you guys do to get it where he's not the guy that hurt you?
Yeah, I don't think there's really an answer that says he's not going to hurt you because he's going to find a way to do it. But the fact of the matter is we got to play sound gap defense. When we watched the Newell Fonda film, their big runs were just we double shot a gap or we didn't control a gap. And that's a credit to Newell Fonda when we couldn't control the gap. But when we go to double gaps and stuff like that, well, that's just a mental lapse at the time. And then it leaves something open for them to take, and that's what they did. We're probably going to do a little bit more man and this week than what we've done in the past and just dare them to beat our guys. And if they do, then they do. But at the same time, we got to try to win the battle up front. They do a nice philosophy offensive-wise, kind of getting him out in space a little bit, rolling the pockets, and their guards are really athletic to do that. And so that's something that we have to prepare for. Is just understanding their motion game, their run game, how it coincides with that passing game with the play action. And if we just have maybe one or two keys this week, that's all we're focusing on instead of, maybe multiple reads and multiple defenses and all that stuff, just trying to stay as base as possible. Hopefully we can find some success in doing some of that stuff.
Most teams, you try to take the run away and force them to throw. Sounds like with Remsen St. Mary's, you want to maybe focus on the pass and try to get them to run the ball more?
Yeah, a little bit, and I think with our style, that's what we're going to try because you don't want to give up the big play. And the other thing is the longer we can keep their offense, theoretically on the field without scoring in big chunks and stuff like that, the longer we can keep our offense on the field, shortens the game up exponentially at that point, and that's kind of what we want in a game like this. They want to score fast. They want to score downhill with their passing game, try to hit you over the top, do all those things. So for us, it's, okay, we got to try to piece together 2, 3 first downs every single drive, regardless if we get points or not, but it's just going to shorten that game up, and then maybe it changes what they want to do philosophy-wise a little bit because they're not maybe necessarily getting the points that they want and kind of the offensive flow that they want as well.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck coming up. Looking forward to having the guys catch up with you following the game on Friday night as well. Appreciate your time here today.
Awesome. Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Head Coach Cole Corson again with the Glen Ralston Wildcats. Again, they head to St. Mary's up in Remsen on Friday night.